CBS News, this is Charles Osgood. In Beirut, three more hostages are free. Nabi Berri, the man heading negotiations in the hostage crisis at the request of the hijackers, has arranged for the release of Greek pop singer Demis Roussos, his American companion, Pamela Smith, and another American, Arthur Torkonsidis. More than 30 other hostages from hijacked TWA Flight 847 remain hidden somewhere in Beirut, while terrorists continue to demand the release of about 700 Shiite Muslims from Israeli prisons. Larry Pintak has more on this latest development in Beirut.
Berri said that he was releasing these three partly because of the release of a Greek, hijacker in Greece earlier this week. He also blamed the U.S. and Israel for not doing more on this. He says this is ridiculous. There are 700 Shiites in Israeli prisons. They're there. They're innocent. They should be released. And here everyone's worrying about 40 Americans. Why are they worrying about 40 Americans when they didn't care about 700 Shiites?
So far, Israel is refusing to even consider releasing those prisoners. The United States has not asked Israel to do so. The news that Arthur Torkonsidis was one of those freed today reached his family in Brockton, Massachusetts, but his mother, Helen, says that she'll have to see him to believe it.
I hear so many things the past 5 days, so many things, so many times my son be released and he's on the plane and I don't want to believe anything. If I'm 100% sure, I'm so upset and I don't want to believe that.
And the mood in Washington.
This is Deborah Potter at the State Department. Administration officials are still very cautious in reacting to the reports from Beirut. They point out that no one yet really knows where the three are. But they say it is an encouraging sign that Nabi Berri was able to produce the hostages at his news conference. It shows, they say, that he has some influence over at least some of the passengers. But they point out that his reason for releasing them doesn't signal much progress. He said it was in response to the Greek government's release of an accomplice of the hijackers. And it doesn't appear now that there's any give in the major demand for the release of the Shiite prisoners in Lebanon. Deborah Potter, CBS News, the State Department.
At the Pentagon, correspondent Ike Pappas quotes sources as saying that a naval task force has arrived off the coast of Lebanon. A marine amphibious force is also reported to be moving into the area, but Pappas says it is doubtful the United States would try to rescue the hostages. More news in a minute.
For 10 years, I've kept traffic moving on the busiest corner in town, but I just can't stomach my coffee anymore.
If bitter coffee acidity keeps you from drinking as much as you want, try Kava Instant Coffee. Kava is real coffee with 90% of the acid neutralized. Enjoy Kava anytime a great cup of coffee seems like a good idea, cup after cup after cup. So if you can't stomach your coffee anymore, try Kava. It's 90% acid neutralized. Drink as much as you want.
You've finally finished mowing, but your lawn still doesn't look like it's finished. That's when you need to trim where the mower can't go with a powerful weed-eater trimmer from True Value Hardware Stores. Hi, Pat Summerall to suggest the lightweight, gas-powered trimmer for easy handling. Its two-cycle engine gives you top performance. Or choose the weed-eater electric line trimmer for just $49.88. It trims a 16-inch path next to fences and shrubs. And you'll find it at participating True Value Hardware Stores and Home Centers. And use your True Value charge card.
About an hour from now, the crew aboard the space shuttle Discovery will earn some more money for NASA by launching a satellite for a group of Arab nations. Watching the deployment will be Saudi Prince Saud, who is a guest astronaut on this week-long shuttle mission. John Walker's daughter is offering a glimpse of how her father allegedly tried recruiting family members into the spy ring he is accused of masterminding. Laura Walker Snyder says her father brainwashed her and her brother, Michael, in his attempts to make them spies for the Soviets. In an interview on the Christian Broadcasting Network, Walker's daughter says her father was a man who wanted to, quote, live in the greatest country in the world, but didn't want to be loyal to it. The White House says President Reagan would rather give up aid to the Nicaraguan rebels and allow a number of domestic water projects to be funded. So the administration says the president will veto the bill, holding money for both items unless some of the projects are removed. Mr. Reagan considers many of the projects pork barrel items. Congressional conferees will try to shape some kind of compromise this week. More after this.
It's a beautiful day at the IBM PC Classic. Young business person Tom Mabley has just purchased an IBM PC and one of the new IBM printers. Quite a decision for a first-timer, Tom.
Well, I saw what I wanted, Bob, and I went for it.
Is IBM really going to make the difference?
No doubt about it, Bob. When you choose the right iron, you make the right shot.
Well put, Tom. And that's it from the IBM PC Classic, the personal computer event now in full swing at a participating dealer near you. Or call your IBM representative.
The trouble with most 300-calorie frozen meals is they consist of only an entree.
Just that.
That's not the case with Classic Light dinners from Armour. Each Classic Light is a full, complete dinner, like sweet and sour chicken with rice and mushrooms and broccoli and butter sauce.
All that?
So next time, why settle for just a 300-calorie entree when you can have a 300-calorie full dinner?
All that?
Classic Light from Armour, the fulfilling 300-calorie dinner.
Recapping the news from Beirut this morning, three more hostages from hijacked TWA Flight 847 have been freed. Nabih Berri, the man chosen by the hijackers to head negotiations, released Greek pop singer Demis Roussos, his American companion Pamela Smith, and another American, Arthur Targonsidis of Brockton, Massachusetts. Charles Osgood, CBS News.
First Line Report, one of the morning's top stories in detail. I'm Judy Muller, CBS News. A glimmer of hope in Beirut. Shiite Amal leader Nabih Berri has released three of the hostages from that hijacked TWA jetliner. Berri told CBS News earlier today that he had convinced the hijackers to do just that. He said the three freed hostages are Greek singer Demis Roussos, Roussos' American companion Pamela Smith, and a Greek-American, Arthur Targonsidis of Brockton, Massachusetts. The location and fate of the other hostages, some 30 Americans, is still not known. More after this message.
You're right.
Chicken cordon bleu?
Oh, that's mine.
And the pork cordon bleu for you, sir.
Yes, thank you. Oh, this pork looks so good. How's your chicken?
Mm-hmm. Not bad. How's your pork?
I don't know. Let me... Wow.
What?
This pork cordon bleu is fantastic.
Oh, really?
Oh, this is so great.
Oh, would you like a bite of my chicken?
Sure. Not bad.
Oh, now let me have a taste of your pork.
No.
What?
I ordered it. I'm eating it.
Oh, come on. Just one bite.
Forget it.
Hey, I gave you a taste of my chicken.
Yeah, just so you could get a taste of my pork.
Hey, Frank, we always share.
Not this time.
Would you
get
just...
your fork away from my pork.
Frank.
If you wanted the pork cordon bleu, you should have ordered pork cordon bleu.
Well, I didn't even know you could make pork cordon bleu.
Anything you can make with other meats, you can make with pork. Pork Dijon, pork Marsala, pork cordon bleu.
Frank, over there, look out.
What? Hey, give me back my pork cordon bleu. That was sneaky, and I resent that.
I'm going to eat the whole thing.
This message brought to you by the National Pork Producers Council.
In a phone interview with Terrence Smith of the CBS Morning News, Shiite Amal leader Nabih Berri says he convinced the hijackers to release three of the hostages as a good faith gesture during the Muslim holiday of Ramadan.
For that holiday, like good act. You see, I convinced the hijack to release those three people.
U.S. officials have been hoping for a breakthrough ever since Berri became actively involved in the crisis. CBS News correspondent Bert Quint in Beirut says it looks like that hope may be realized.
This remark of the Shiite Muslim leader is the first real indication that he does have control over these people.
As the leader of the Shiite militia, Berri ordered the passengers removed from the TWA jetliner. They are reportedly being held in various locations in the Beirut suburbs, which would make rescue efforts difficult at best. Berri may have had that in mind as well.
It just does seem like a very good move on the part of the Shiites. Doing what they did, they have eliminated, to all intents and purposes, any kind of a raid, because if the hostages are away from the plane, they're hidden somewhere. First of all, the American or Israeli potential attackers wouldn't know where to look, and if they did, they would have very little chance of success in staging an attack in the heart of Shiite territory.
Hanging over all these developments, fear that this could turn into another Iranian hostage crisis. U.S. officials want to avoid another long, painful ordeal. President Reagan made that clear 4 years ago when he welcomed home those hostages.
We hear it said that we live in an era of limit to our powers. Well, let it also be understood, there are limits to our patience.
Now this.
We're back at the IBM PC Classic, and this computer store is filled with excitement as business person Richard Rose takes his last strokes on an IBM PC. Richard's going home a winner, Richard, what software did you use out there?
Bob, I used IBM Writing Assistant.
Then Writing Assistant is just right for you, Richard.
Right, Bob.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, come on out to the IBM PC Classic, the personal computer event now in full swing at a participating dealer near you. Or call your IBM representative.
First Line Report. Judy Muller, CBS News.
Good morning. This is Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. Three of the hostages from TWA Flight 847 were released this morning in Beirut, but some 40 Americans are still under the guns of militant Shiites, most of them apparently scattered in a shanty town near the airport. The freed passengers are the popular Greek singer Demis Roussos, his American companion Pamela Smith of Virginia, and Arthur Tarragonsidis, an 18-year-old Greek-American student from Brockton, Massachusetts. Their release was engineered by Shiite Amal leader Nabi Berri, who yesterday assumed control of all the hostages.
I mix myself in this affair to save the life of 40 Americans. Why your government, why the people of United States doesn't ask? The government of United States, why they don't interfere to save 700 innocent people?
This is Larry Pinsak in Beirut. Berri released the three hostages at a news conference at his home. He said they were being freed as a humanitarian gesture, but made it clear that the next move is up to the U.S. and Israel. As for the other hostages, Berri says he is personally making sure they're being well treated, but he didn't shed any light on just where they are. The Shiite leader is trying to bridge the gap between the hijackers and the U.S. He wasn't directly involved in the takeover of the plane, but now he says he supports the hijackers' demand for the release of 700 Shiites being held in Israeli jails. The American people, he says, must convince their government that it's time for the U.S. to put some pressure on Israel and stop giving that country special treatment. He didn't set an exact deadline, but Berri told reporters that if there isn't some gesture soon, he will wash his hands of the matter and give the hostages back to the hijackers. Larry Pinsak, CBS News, Beirut.
This is Bill Plant at the White House. Administration officials welcomed the release of three hostages as a sign that Lebanese Shiite leader Nabi Berri does in fact control at least some of the hostages, a question which has been hanging over the crisis ever since Berri took responsibility. The White House is hanging tough this morning. Officials are saying that the situation is in Berry's hands and that it is in his best interest to resolve it. The message, don't wait for the U.S. or Israel to get you off the hook. Administration officials admit that this hard line puts Berri right in the middle and could well force him to become part of the problem if he fails to produce a solution quickly. President Reagan will hold a news conference tonight, part of his effort to continue his normal schedule rather than become a hostage to the crisis himself. Much of the questioning is expected to deal with the hostage crisis, but unless there are unexpected developments today, Mr. Reagan will have few answers. Bill Plant, CBS News, the White House.
This is Derek Blakely in Tel Aviv. Israeli Prime Minister Shimon Peres last night reaffirmed that his government intends to take no independent action in the hostage crisis. Peres told reporters, quoting here, "Israel is not in charge of this issue. The real contribution Israel can make is to not interfere where there is no need," unquote. Israel is continuing to insist that it will only consider releasing the 700 Shiite prisoners at the public request of the United States. The Israelis are determined that the Reagan administration must bear any onus of giving in to terrorism. But so far, the White House has been equally reluctant to make the public request for fear of charges that it is caving in to the hijackers. The stakes for the Paris government are high. A unilateral release of the prisoners could provoke a large-scale public protest that would put the delicate coalition government in danger. By making it clear that Israel will not act alone, Peres has in effect told the White House, the next move is up to you. Derek Blakely, CBS News, Tel Aviv.
It's 4 minutes now past the hour.
I know this is going to seem weird, Steve, but I want you to have this dollar.
You don't owe me any money, Todd.
Steve, old buddy, this buck is insurance to make sure you don't buy the wrong truck. Come on.
Where are we going?
To the Nissan dealer.
But I was going to buy a...
Wrong. Here we are. Now look at this. Nissan regular bid. Sticker price $59.99. Excluding title, taxes, license, and destination charges. $59.99. Just $1 more than the leading competitor. But look how much more truck you get for your buck. See? A bigger engine, bigger payload.
5-speed, double-walled bed, steel-belted radials.
And look, here's something else you get from Nissan. 8.8% truck financing. On the regular bed, that can save you hundreds of bucks in interest payments.
You know, for only a buck, I nearly made a big mistake. Thanks, Todd.
That's one you owe me.
Get 8.8 annual percentage rate financing on any new Nissan truck to qualified buyers at participating Nissan Dots and dealers. Hurry!
The U.S. military establishment is moving men and equipment in response to the hostage crisis, but so far, as Ike Pappas tells us, it all seems precautionary.
The aircraft carrier Nimitz, escorted by a cruiser, a destroyer, and an oiler, waits off the Lebanese coast this morning, its jet fighters within range of Beirut. A three-ship marine amphibious force carrying tanks, helicopters, and up to 1,500 Marines is also moving eastward in the Mediterranean, but it is unlikely that they will be used in any attempt to land and to remove the hostages. The main reason, the passengers are believed to be scattered in small groups within West Beirut. Finding them in the heavily armed Shiite Muslim areas without heavy loss of life would be impossible, according to one defense official. Any show of American force in the area, even the spotting of American warships off the coast, might even upset delicate negotiations being conducted for the release of the hostages. Ike Pappas, CBS News, the Pentagon.
Overshadowed by the hostage crisis is a new Syrian-arranged ceasefire in the month-long mini-war between the Shiite Amal militia and Palestinian fighters in the refugee camps of West Beirut. Under the deal, the two sides are supposed to stop shooting, and the Amal is to pull back from the camps with the Lebanese police moving in. However, the shooting hasn't yet stopped. More confusion today in the Rome courtroom, where prosecutors are trying to prove an international conspiracy in the 1981 attempt on the life of Pope John Paul. Both the judge and prosecutor are frustrated, as John Blackstone reports.
This morning, the court saw the strange twist of the prosecutor verbally attacking his own star witness, Mehmet Ali Aja, the man convicted 4 years ago for shooting the Pope. It is Aja's confession that he was hired by Bulgarians to shoot the Pope that has led to the current trial. But on the witness stand, Aja has been inconsistent and contradictory. This morning, the prosecutor shouted, "Do you intend to tell the truth or not? You are acting," the prosecutor told Aja, "as if you don't want people to believe you." Aja calmly but enigmatically responded, "It's very complicated. There is a lot of truth and also some invention." The judge, looking frustrated, rested his head in his hands. He asked Aja if there were still inventions in his testimony. "I may have made a mistake," Aja answered, "but that's no problem," he said. "I have made mistakes before." With both the judge and prosecutor losing patience with the star witness, the judge decided it was time for a coffee break. John Blackstone, CBS News, Rome.
A few minutes ago, the crew of the space shuttle Discovery launched a $44 million ArabSat, a communication satellite of the Arab League, partially funded by Libyan leader Gaddafi and the PLO.
4, 3, 2, 1, 0. And we do have verification, electronic verification, that the satellite's been deployed.
And it all went well. There had been some concern about deploying ArabSat because a trouble light indicated a solar panel had partially deployed, but it apparently had not. Brazilian police now suspect someone may have tampered with the body exhumed near São Paulo, mutilating the corpse that experts still believe to be that of Nazi death camp doctor Joseph Mengele. Federal Police Chief Romeo Tomo says he thinks the purpose of the tampering was to keep the body from ever being identified. Nazi hunter Simon Wiesenthal was asked what he thought of the tampering.
We must wait for the decision of the forensic doctors because everything else will be a speculation.
Simon Wiesenthal, one Brazilian dentist, has reported what he calls a vague similarity between six teeth found with the corpse and Mengele's 1938 dental records. He says the jawbone is also what he has German characteristics. It's now 10 past the hour.